You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn and John Budden are with you on this edition, looking ahead to Sunday's racing. We've got action at Goodwood, Nottingham and over the Irish Sea at the Curragh for you as well. Some good racing at the Curragh. There's a Group 3 contest and a listed race too. We're not going to cover that on this podcast, but if you do want a preview of the action, you can hear Andy Holding's thoughts on that on Sunday morning. So make sure you keep an eye on the William Hill news page and our Audio Boom channel as well. Also good racing on Sunday, by the way, at Auteuil. Plenty of Group 1 hurdle action over there. But we're going to focus on the domestic action at Goodwood and Nottingham. I think Goodwood is the two clear meeting as well here at William Hill on Sunday. First thing first, though, I've already said that I'm Alex Dunn, but I haven't really introduced the man opposite me. It's Lord John Budden.
Thank you, Alex. Great to be here. And Royal Ascot, not all that far away, but slightly more mundane things this weekend.
Yeah, we've had, in the past week or so, almost a little bit of a lull in terms of quality.
Yeah, I went to Carlisle on both days. The evening meeting on general election day. Mm. I think that could have been a mistake. It was appalling weather, really grey, grisly evening, and although great efforts have been made to trump up local racegoers, the crowd was pretty thin. It was better on Friday afternoon because the weather was better and it was an afternoon do, but that was a marathon 8-runner card. Amazing, really. I mean, you talk about lack of quality, and it is to a certain extent true, but it's still competitive stuff at the
low end. That is true. And I was actually in here yesterday for that 8 race card at Carlisle, and it was fiendishly difficult to know what was going to happen, because the first race they went down the centre of the course, second race they went to the far the stand side, and the third race they went to the far side. It was very difficult to know exactly what you needed in order to win there, if that makes sense.
It was very difficult. It started on the Thursday evening, where the runners almost all converged on the stands rails. They swung wide coming into the straight, which is often the case in soft ground. It's better ground on the stands rails, but there was not particularly large fields, but a real scrimmage to get the positions there. Two things about the Carlisle. Well, three things about the Carlisle racing. First of all, I thought Michael Dodds's horses are in very good form at the moment. He and Paul Mulrennan, they had some good winners. I liked their Thursday run winner, which was Archie's Affair. Mm-hmm. And they also had John Kirkup winning yesterday on the Friday. So Michael Dodds, I think, needs to be watched. The other thing is Graham Lee. I'm convinced that Graham Lee is back to, what you might call his very best form on the flat. He's riding really well at the moment, Graham Lee. And thirdly, it was on Thursday evening, admittedly, but there was a maiden, or a three-year-old, I think it was, maiden, which was only worth $5,200 in prize money. It attracted five runners. Sir Michael Stout, William Haggis, and Andrew Balding. Really high-class trainers coming from an awful long way, competing for not very much as far as prize money was concerned. But, that was me at Carlisle. I got done, too, because I went to back Archie's Affair, and an elderly acquaintance of mine suddenly grabbed me at the crucial moment and would not let me go. And I knew that Archie's Affair would go and win. Sure enough, it did.
You're too nice, Lord Budden. You've got to just say to people, excuse me, I've got a bet to put on.
Yes, well, I hadn't seen him for a long time, so I had to be patient.
Ah, well. And it's interesting you mention Sir Michael Stout, because he's not having the best time of things of late. And we pinpointed this on the radio yesterday, just saying that a lot of his runners are coming there travelling well, and they're not really finding, not really picking up, and it would be a bit of a concern. His stable certainly are not flying as things stand.
No, they aren't. I say on pedigree that filly at Carlisle really ought to won. Patricia was, I think, something of that nature. But it didn't finish off, did it? And no, that is very true. There are one or two stables just a little bit under pressure. Brian Ellison could do with a few winners up north, for example.
No, it's interesting. You mentioned the fact that Michael Dodds has been in good form, and you look across the country and the likes of Eve Johnson Horton's been in very good nick of late. And, of course, you go over to Ireland and Jessica Harrington still just seems to be having this incredible run where not everything's winning, don't get me wrong, but still, when it comes to the big races, she just seems to be there or thereabouts. And there are some trainers that are in very good nick of late. Ruth Carr's having a decent time of things as well. Yeah. And Marjorie Fife as well in recent weeks has been doing well. But at the same time, as you said, the likes of Sir Michael Stout, the likes of some of the bigger stables just aren't quite clicking just yet. And they probably will at some point, and that'll be the time to really follow them. But right now, it's hard to back one of those.
Yeah, I think the going is quite a bit of it too, you know. Yeah. We ought to be getting good, even quicker ground now, but we're not in many places. Certainly wasn't at Carlisle, for example.
No, that is true, and we actually made the point. Sir Michael Stout had a superb record at Carlisle in the last few years. I think it was something like 7 from 8. It was phenomenally good. But of course, yesterday he couldn't add to that. And, 6 from 9 isn't too bad still, John. I think we'd certainly take that.
We certainly would take that.
It's not too bad.
No doubt he'll come back with a winner. I hope he does. But it is good for, you know, a northern track like Carlisle that the biggish sort of Lambourne and Newmarket trainers are sending horses there.
Mm. No, that is true. Right, we'll turn our attentions then to Sunday's racing. As I said, racing at Goodwood and Nottingham for us to look forward to on this edition of the Racing Podcast. As I alluded to earlier, Goodwood is the two clear meeting here at William Hill on Sunday. So if you want to take advantage of that, then you very much can. And the two races that we're going to focus on from Goodwood do qualify for two clear, at least at the time of recording, because we have six or more runners in each race. We'll start with the 3:05 from Goodwood, John. That's the first race that we're going to focus on. And it's a handicap over 5 furlongs. And there's plenty of these that arrive here in pretty good nick. There's only one of them in the whole field, though, that has won here at Goodwood before. That's Petockside, who was third when last seen here at Goodwood, when I believe trying to win the race that he had won the previous year.
I think that's very true.
And as such, though plenty arrive here in good nick, we'll start with Petockside here for John Bridger and Josephine Gordon.
Well, it's an interesting combination, isn't it? John Bridger, of course, been training for a very long time, and Goodwood is one of his favourite hunting grounds. And as you pointed out, Petockside is a winner here at Goodwood and a decent third last time out. And it's interesting that Josephine Gordon has been booked to ride Petockside. She is doing extremely well, and I'm delighted that she is getting mounts from trainers like John Bridger, in fact, not just remaining with a sort of big name retained areas such as Hugo Palmer. So Petockside's got to go pretty well. I think there'll be a sharp pace in this race. Alex Seamster, for example, can go very quick from the stalls. Hasn't won for a long time, but or a significant time, but it's not too bad a horse. Dungannon, I can never get right. He's at the top of the handicap almost all the time. The two I liked are, apart from Petockside, Wasim Farris to begin with, Ken Cunningham Brown. We're talking about trainers in quite good nick. Now, Ken Cunningham Brown does not have many horses, but they're going well at the moment. And Wasim Farris is a minefield horse. Mick Norton would say he's a wallet picker. but he does actually win every now and again, and he wins in quite good form, good class of race or handicap. And he ran well at Goodwood last time out. He was beaten about 5 lengths, but he could easily go well. I'm going to go, though, for a horse who's running basically on the turf after having performed well on the all-weather surface, and this is Frederica. I'm going for her, but for two reasons. One, Chris Dwyer has booked Sylvester D'Souza. Now, when Sylvester rides for Chris Dwyer, it's always worthwhile looking carefully at the horse in question, because he has a good record for Chris Dwyer. Frederica has been running well on the all-weather, just beaten by Love Island in a four-runner race at Newcastle last time out. That was certainly not a disgrace, and had been third at Chelmsford before that. Back on the turf, will Frederica perform just as well? I hope so. I'm going to go for Frederica.
OK, Frederica with SDS booked in that 3.05 from Goodwood. We'll stay at Goodwood then for the 3.40 next, John. This is a handicap over 2 miles, the turn of the stage. You couldn't get too much more different contest back-to-back here at Goodwood. Plenty of jumps trainers represented here. The likes of Kim Bailey, Philip Hobbs and Chris Gordon have runners, as well as Ian Williams, who saddles London Prize here, who has had a very good campaign over hurdles, won the Imperial Cup, was well beaten last time out in the Swinton hurdle, but does also boast some pretty decent flat form and has to be taken seriously here.
Oh, very much so. This is an interesting two-miler. London Prize in a moment. I'll reinforce what Alex has just said. But there's also Stern Rubin in this contest for Philip Hobbs. And again, useful horse over the obstacles, and certainly stays 2 miles. Likes the ground to sort of dry out a bit, I think, Stern Rubin. But cannot be ignored here. We also have an interesting runner from Richard Hannon's yard at the top of the handicap, and that's Paris Protocol. Actually ran extremely decently last time out. Was second to quite a decent horse, You're Kidding. And I think that could go well, but a heavyweight could lump him down. Michael's Mount has got to improve over the run at Chester. 1.5 miles that was, and finished fifth. Of the others, there could be, as I say, quite a run from Stern Rubin, but I'm going to go for London Prize. You gave a very good write-up to London Prize a moment ago, Alex, and I entirely agree. Ian Williams's horses have been in very good shape. There's absolutely no question about that. James Doyle, slightly controversial character at the moment, James Doyle, as far as jockeyship is concerned, but I'm a supporter. And I thought London Prize, who was actually second on the all-weather when last seen out on the flat in February, but excellent win in the Imperial Cup, very good run in the Scottish Champion Hurdle, and the Swinton Hurdle, not quite as good, but it's always a tricky race to win when you've actually done winning already a couple of times, so we can forgive London Prize for that. I think he'll be very hard to beat here. London Prize's choice.
Okay, London Prize gets the nod then in that 3.40 from Goodwood. We'll move to Nottingham now. We'll move back 10 minutes as well. The 3.30 from Nottingham is the next race that we are going to focus on here. Two races at Nottingham coming up to complement the two that we've already previewed from Goodwood. And here at Nottingham, as I just wait for my page to load, you couldn't tell I was filling there, could you, John? Here we go. The 3.30 is a handicap over 5 furlongs. And 10 runners set to go to post in this one. And once again, plenty of these arrive here in decent nick. Tumblewind was a last time out winner, indeed. Searches for a hat-trick here. Stake a claim, bids for a quick fire follow-up to the win at Windsor, and Elysian Flyer also comes here off the back of a win. Plenty of others are in decent nick. It's a wide open contest.
It is. I think ground could be very say effective, but it could be the question mark here. 6.0 was the mark on the old stick. That was today, Saturday. If it dries out, of course, it may make a complete difference. But if it remains really quite soft, it could be a bit tricky. Tumblewind was a good winner at Ponte, and an equally good winner at Doncaster. Slightly faster ground, though, in my view, Alex. That's my memory suggests that's the case, anyhow. And beat my name is Rio at Doncaster in good style. Richard Whittaker's horse is going well, but has got a really quite a lot of weight. Stake Acclaim, given a tremendous ride by Robert Winston to win that race at Windsor, I thought. Over 6 furlongs, of course. Stale the trip really well. Dean Ivory's horses maintain their form, and Robert's got an excellent strike rate for them. What do you think about Stake Acclaim, Alex?
Every chance. It was a fantastic ride that Robert Winston gave that one last time out, I have to say. But at the same time, you often see with horses like that who do get a fantastic ride, it is pretty hard for them to follow up next time out. You can't deny that they're in good form, but as we've already alluded to, there are plenty of them in good form in this race.
Yeah, there are, and I thought the Stake Acclaim might find it hard over this 5 furlongs here. Oso Sassy is going to win sometime, but was well beaten at Lingfield last time and has got to improve a bit for Chris Wall. The two that I quite like are Elysian Flyer, good winner at Thirsk recently. Paul Midgley's team now very much in form, and Graham Lee, I alluded to, also in very good form. He rides Elysian Flyer, has to go well, but I'm going a little bit out on a limb here. I'm going to go for Confessional, a tricky old horse to actually get right, but he likes soft ground, and he's run well at Nottingham before now. Confessional was third at Chester, one of his favourite tracks, 2 outings ago, not disgraced in very good company at York last time out. So Confessional will be my choice.
Confessional, who last scored at Carlisle, actually, back in July of last year. But the previous race before that that Confessional managed to win was actually the first race that we previewed on this podcast at Goodwood. So Confessional clearly comes good at this time of year. So Confessional, the pick in the 3:30 from Nottingham. The final race that we're going to focus on is the 4:05 from Nottingham. It's a maiden filly stakes over the extended mile. A fair few likely types, it's fair to say here, John. And often on Sunday we get some average enough racing and average enough maidens as well. But you certainly won't be surprised if the winner or a few from this race turn out to be pretty smart performers.
Well, that's what I thought. That's why I sort of went for this race as the last of the four. Hindsight was the first one I actually looked at, and Hindsight has run quite decently on both the last two occasions, and they were placed twice, third and a second at Wetherby last time. I'm not quite certain whether Wetherby form travels, actually, but nevertheless Quomodo was the winner of that race, and quite a decent Jeddo Keefe runner. Kitty Boo next. Luca Kumani, not really known for first time out maiden winners, and Kitty Boo, who ran quite well at Kempton on 2 occasions when last seen, is making a seasonal debut. Then we have Roger Varian's runner right at the bottom, UAE Queen, very well bred, the stable in very good form, Andrea Azzini in the saddle, and disappointing though, last time out at Redcar, only finished third, and I think it's got to improve a bit on that, but she could go very close. However, the choice, definitely on form for me, Alex, has got to be Sassimi, Charlie Hills's runner. I don't know whether you would agree, but I thought that ran extremely decently both at Nottingham, NB Nottingham, and at Haydock, beaten narrowly on both occasions, and I think if she runs up to that form, she'll be very hard to beat. So Sassimi the choice.
Good race on 4:05 on Sunday, the Nottingham contest maiden filly stakes, but Sassimi gets the nod for Lord Budden for the Hills team. Can you just sum up your four fancies then for Sunday, John? The two at Goodwood and then the two at Nottingham, please.
Yeah, well, at Goodwood in the 3:05, we go for Frederica for Sylvester D'Souza to get into the winning form. In the 3:40 at Goodwood, London Prize, to me, has got a very decent chance of winning. And at Nottingham in the 3:30, I'm going slightly on a limb here, Tim Easterby's Confessional, but I do think that in the 4:05, Sassimi ought to go well for Charlie Hills.
Okay. Great stuff, John. Thanks very much for joining me, and we'll speak to you soon.
Thank you very much indeed, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.